Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
James Taylor was at the X yesterday. Seems like from the reviews, those folks who went, they're purists. If you're going to JT, we're tight. I call him JT. How many JTs do we have? 651-461-9226. Justin Timberlake.
Justin
Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
How many other JTs do we have? I suggested after JJ Spawn won the U.S. Open, rank your top JJs.
Oh.
And I think Kid Dynamite. I mean, he wins, right? I mean, with the Vikings, what are we calling? Because I'm not prepared for Jets. I don't really like Jets.
Your favorite?
No.
Well, he's been JJ. I mean, Jets has been in the background.
That's correct.
But he's been JJ since he got in the league.
I think the policy in this show is going to be he is JJ.
And you can't have a second JJ?
Now, what does the JJ with JJ McCarthy stand for?
That's a great question. I don't know.
That's what we're going to call him.
I'm going with James Jeffrey. Let's see if I'm right.
James Jeffrey. We're going to call him by his first name.
Jonathan James.
Jonathan James. Okay, so
one of them, right?
Well, that's excellent. We'll work that in a lot to McCarthy, Jefferson. But when you hear Jonathan James, you'll know we're talking about the QB.
When you're a parent and you name your kid Jonathan James, do you do it because knowing all along you want to just call them JJ?
Probably. And you don't want to go with the legal JJ.
Mm-hmm.
So James Taylor at the X. I want people to tell me. Let's put the act at 25 years. Either an individual or a group which has been around for 25 years and they're still alive. You can't give me Tom Petty.
You might need to go more than 25
you
years.
You can't give me Beethoven. You can't give me Kurt Cobain. Okay, they have to be with us.
You could go Foo Fighters.
You could go Foo Fighters.
Makes you feel old to know they've been around since 94.
It's unbelievable.
31 years.
It's unbelievable. Tell me the act you still, should we go this way, that you haven't seen. So this group has been around since minimum 2000. Okay, that's not the max. Like, we're not saying 2000 on. Could be your guy, Barry Manilow. You were obsessed. You were fanaloing.
I am a fanalow.
Have you seen him?
No.
Okay. Well, that's your answer.
I don't need to see him.
You're boxed in on fanalow.
He's always in my head.
And in your heart.
Dancing at the Copacabana.
Copacabana.
The hottest spot north of Havana.
That's what we hear. That's what we hear. I have on my list Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam.
That's the best you can do.
No, they're hellacious.
Either,
and they're brilliant.
Either you've seen everybody else or your taste in music needs to get
better. you're I thought my hearing was bad. Your hearing's dreadful if you are not revering Eddie Vedder.
I don't care if my hearing's perfect.
I still
can't understand what he's saying.
I would prefer
time.
Probably just to see Eddie acoustic.
Oh, acoustic Eddie.
Acoustic.
You don't like the Jam?
No, I'm with the Jam.
Sounds like you're not liking the Jam.
I'm saying, first of all, you like jam or jelly?
Compote.
Compote, yes. Where do they make this compote, you know?
And preserves.
And other people really sitting there, no jam. It has to be jelly.
Always been a jelly guy.
Exactly. Do you have jelly in the fridge right now?
Yes.
Yep.
Strawberry. Don't give me grape jelly. It is trash.
Do you think most people, if they have a jelly, it is strawberry right now?
I think a lot of people go grape.
You know,
that's a stain on America.
You want to bring America together right now, get rid of grape jelly. Eddie Vedder and Pearl Jam is the group I've settled on. Who do you have?
That's that. You've settled.
No,
that's it.
I have not. They're one of the greatest bands over the last... When did they begin? What's your guess? I'm going to say 95, 6, somewhere in there. I'm guessing Foo Fighters around slightly longer.
Foo Fighters were 94. Pearl Jam, according to the Google, has been active since 90.
90?
Yes.
Whoa.
And you know their original name before it became Pearl Jam, right?
It's Mookie Blaylock.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a good story.
That is a great story and a great name. And Oklahoma Sooner. So we can keep spinning around you a bit. You want to do the Mookie Blaylock's signature game was what? Losing to the Kansas Jayhawks in the championship game. La-di-da, good for me. At the tilt. At the tilt. Who is your band? Don't tell me yet.
No!
Pukey Tees coming your way. Pukey Tees coming your way. Who is the band? Maybe I'm guessing. Can I guess yours? I'm going to guess Engelbert Humperdinck.
You're in the ballpark.
That's who Dave is going to predict. Engelbert Humperdinck. Was that his given name, or did he change his name to Engelbert Humperdinck? That has to be his given name, correct?
Engelbert Humperdinck is the stage name of English singer and pianist Arnold George Dorsey.
Go with Arnie Dorsey, not Engelbert Humperdinck.
No, anyone can be Arnold Dorsey.
Only one
not
guy.
Not many people can be Engelbert Humperdinck.
It's not many. It's only one. The original Engelbert Humperdinck. Okay.
You think that was Pearl Jam's name before Mookie Blaylock.
Before Mookie Blaylock. Okay, who's your group? Who's your singer? They've been around for a while. They're veterans. They're seasoned. Okay, you can't give me Sabrina Carpenter. Okay, minimum of 25 years. Get out of here. Who you got? 651-461-9226. 25 years. You know what Pella says? Get out of here. You kidding me? 25 years. We've been around for 100 years, celebrating their anniversary this year. I don't exactly celebrate Pella every day, but I look out my Pella windows and I see safety. I see trust. I see quality and the know-how that they have brought for 100 years of innovation, of warranties, of quality in an uber competitive business. PellaNorthland.com. That's how you track them down. Go to a showroom in the metro area, Woodbury and Plymouth. The deal right now, if you go with Pella, I'm going to tell you more about my experience. 50% off qualifying installations in June or 0% APR for 36 months. In the home I'm in now, almost 20 years with Pella. Made major changes last year, made it only better. And I'm eventually moving, and guess what? That house also has Pella. That's how much I believe in this company. They're the best. PellaNorthland.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rena, in about 10 minutes or so, I'm going to get you your text and a phone call, too, in a second. I'll just say Pete Hegseth is getting just pummeled today in a committee in front of senators. He's smugly smiling, and he's not answering questions. He's not holding up well. He's ill-equipped for the job. Donald Trump won. He won the swing states, which was the election, 7-0. It was a butt kicking. We knew the other states. Maybe there was going to be one surprise, maybe there were two surprises, but he won the seven states that made it. So he gets to pick who he wants. How about just trying somebody with a little bit of qualifications? And the senator from Michigan, Senator Slotkin, I think you might be looking at the first female president right there. She is that good. And she is toying with Pete Hegseth. It's a mismatch. All right, we're saying what band or act around for at least 25 years and you haven't had a chance to see him, do you want to see? You initially thought Engelbert Humperdinck.
Mm-hmm.
You've reconsidered.
Yeah.
Who do you have?
Backstreet Boys. No, I'm reconsidering that too.
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Tell me why.
Okay. I've always put Elton John on that list and Rolling Stones.
Okay.
Rolling Stones would be, I think, the number one.
Pretty good.
Even at this age, Mick and Keith bringing it.
Pretty good.
Let's go.
Will we see them again?
Yes.
And I think we're going to see Elton again.
One more time.
I know he had like a 4-year retirement tour. He's still out there.
The health scares too with
him. The health and vision issues.
I think Elton's done.
You think Elton's done?
Stones, I think it's one more trip to U.S. Bank Stadium.
Let's get to some texts and calls. Again, we said alive, so this texter out. Beatles. No.
It's not going to work.
Blue Oyster Cult, Pink Floyd, Neil Young. I've had a chance to see Neil Young. Pink Floyd, that's not going to happen. Blue Oyster Cult, if they were downstairs in the basement, I'd shut the door.
I'd stick for like two songs.
Yeah, maybe. One. Come on. Just one. Def Leppard. No. Boston. No.
I'd go to Boston.
I would go to Boston.
I wouldn't see Boston.
You know what
Boston.
We need? We need another movie from Boston. Those don't happen.
Yeah,
often,
could we get that?
How about Metallica? No, not for you.
If the price was right.
Well, but your price is zero.
Well, yeah, exactly. No, I like Metallica. I don't love Metallica.
Harrigan singing the overrated song.
Hasn't been around for 25 years. I'm sorry, it doesn't make the cut. But
yeah.
I can show up at parties. Bar mitzvahs, corporate gatherings.
Okay, will you just play the hits, or will you...
Whatever they want.
Okay, so...
If they want a few covers in there, I'm happy to do it.
If they want God Bless America?
I'll do it.
Yeah?
Again, price is right.
The price is right. All right, we got a lot of texts. Todd has called in. Todd, just know Dave's available if you need him for a public or private function. If the price is right, he's available. I know you can... You can sleep easier knowing that now, Todd. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Chad, I used to be a common man, but I love your show much better, so yeah. Just to let you know.
Well, that guy's my friend, my still a very good friend of mine, so he's pretty good, too. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yep. We're going to see Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Ooh.
And Barry Manilow in Vegas this weekend.
There you go. In fact, speaking of the Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Band, did they have the definitive ABC golf music from years and years ago? I think they might, which, by the way, let's give Common a second reference here, which he plays on Tee to Green. I think maybe that's it, where we've tied it all together. I may be wrong. Where are you seeing them in Vegas?
Herb is at the Wynn. He's 91 years old, and so he put together the Tijuana Brass for kind of a last hurrah, and so excited.
Okay, Dave is a fanalow like you. Is Barry out there? Does he have a regular gig out there?
He is out at the old Hilton, which is, I think, the Westwood or West Wind.
That's right. Yep.
And so he does maybe once a month he might do 4 or 5 shows.
Todd, have a are you a gambler too?
No gambling, but we're playing TPC Vegas.
Are you playing TPC Summerlin?
I don't know which one we're playing. I have no idea.
There's a lot of good golf out there. It's good to be you this weekend, Todd. Have fun.
Hey, I will. Thanks. Great show.
Thank you so much. Red Hot Chili Peppers. They count, right?
Yes, they do. They've been around since the 80s, right? Maybe early
Long
90s.
Time. U2, R.E.M., Elton John, Billy Joel, Springsteen. Okay, let's stop on Springsteen here. The Springsteen trailer with the bear, Jeremy Allen White, dropped today. I retweeted it. You blocked me on Twitter, so I don't know if you saw it. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty good.
I agree. I saw the trailer. Okay. Not from you.
Yeah. Mark Fry, our guy, nah. Doesn't see Jeremy Allen White as Bruce. Who else would be other obvious individuals? Right now, Jeremy Allen White is rather on fire.
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Wouldn't you say? Even in The Bear season 3, for me, was a major disappointment as a guy who thinks season 2 is one of the 10 greatest seasons of all time. And it's season 4 comes out next week, and I'm begging you to get back to season 2. Even season 1 was very good. He seems like a pretty good pick to play Bruce. And he's singing.
Yeah. Well, you have to do it now.
It seems like...
If you're the one that starts lip-syncing after, what?
Chalamet? Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes, Joaquin is Johnny Cash. That's what I was thinking.
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, who did... who was
Reese?
Elvis?
Austin Butler?
Yes.
Yeah? And they're all, at minimum, good versions of those individuals.
Jamie Foxx, Ray Charles back in the day.
Yeah, not listen to me. I think I said that.
I missed that one.
Yeah, you have Common in the other ear right now?
They got a thing going on. It's program password.
Which one was the best? Okay, let's text us that. Whose version of a rock and roll star was the best, including the singing? Because Jamie Foxx was amazing. Amazing as Ray Charles. And then I think of Joaquin as Johnny. He was unbelievable.
Taron Egerton as Elton, unless you mentioned that already.
I did not. He was really, really good. I didn't see the Chalamet movie. I'm so sick of seeing him at Knicks games. I need a break.
Search it out. Find it. It's very good. And he's tremendous.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
10 years from now, are we going to be saying he is the best actor on the planet, Chalamet? When you consider the variety of roles that he's offered up?
No.
Who's another contender right now in 10 years?
Well, there's plenty that are still active that have been active for a while.
Right?
They'll still be with us in 10 years.
Might not be as fertile in the movie business.
They might be very fertile, though, if they follow the De Niro path.
Yeah, they could be. A couple other people that folks want to see, and then we'll get to Rena. Van. I'd love to see Van again. In a good mood, though. I mean, was a jerk a lot. Tom Jones. No, that's the love theme from Barry White on Tee to Green. Is that it? I watched that golf music on ABC forever. Is this a joke? I could be missing it. Herb Albert coming to the cities in October. Talking double up.
Let's go.
Carol Channing. Apparently my father is checking in. Kenny Loggins. And we'll finish with this one. Barney and Friends. Rena next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, it just gets me every time.
Every week.
Oh, it's so good. So good. You're a trained professional making tens of millions of dollars, and that's what we're playing right there. We just were discussing acts around at least, musical acts around at least 25 years that you still haven't had a chance to see, and you would like to see them. You basically stay in a bunker in your basement and don't venture out much. So
why are you even asking that?
There is
no one nowhere.
There's a kaleidoscope of opportunities for you.
Even prepare today?
I did, but so who is the number one individual singer or act if you were in a hermetically sealed booth and you were able to go to the show without people talking to you? Who would you see?
Oh, God, I don't even know. I don't like live music, so it's not something. If I never went to a concert again, I'd be fine. I know I'm the least exciting human you know.
Honestly, I like you so much, and then you say these things, and I'm like, what? I think the three of us need to go to like 10 shows together.
No,
for you to realize how great live music is.
Have you ever seen the movie Anchorman?
Yeah, many times.
Where he screams, loud noises! That's me. That's what my brain does every time something's too loud. Yes.
So how about like at a bigger party? Like there's like 100 people there. You would never go. Okay, so
who would invite me? I know nobody.
Seriously. Maybe what we need to do, Dave, is once a week with Rena, she goes to breakfast with someone. And meets an individual. We bring security just to be safe.
Naturally, yes.
We bring security. And Rena will realize the power of conversation with these other folks out there.
Meh.
No, she's good. She's good. Okay, so can I ask you this? We then said, because a trailer came out today, is Jeremy Allen White, his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen. So I raised the idea of all the individuals who have played a rather legendary singer, which one was the best among those offered up? Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury, very good. The Teeth were a lot. Val Kilmer, The Doors. Sissy Spacek as Loretta Lynn. Jamie Foxx, Joaquin Phoenix, Timothy Chalamet. Now, you occasionally go to kids' movies. I know without kids, we've established that in the old open. Do you have somebody playing somebody musically that stood out to you?
Okay. First, I'm going to go back to the first question, and I'm going to say, and this is like an unpopular answer probably, but I would go see Morgan Wallen if it was, you know, sealed off and there was no one else, and I was the only one that he was playing to.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay.
That wasn't the rules. It was at least 25 at least years active in the music business.
He's been around for like four seconds. Okay. So he does... Doesn't count.
Also, might throw a chair at you. Watch out.
Yeah.
I misunderstood the assignment. Okay. Mm-hmm. Second question. This is like literally the worst radio segment in the history of time. I have not seen any of those movies that you brought up. Not a single one of them.
Okay. It's a...
I'll see myself out now.
Okay. It's a Friday night. The husband and kid are out of town on a trip. Okay?
Never happens. Okay. Go ahead.
Hypothetically. You're there... You're not working. Mm-hmm. It's a Friday night. What are you doing?
Good question. I probably would watch a movie, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Probably maybe.
Okay, if it's not probably maybe, if you're not watching a movie, what are you then doing?
Probably watching TV, something dumb.
Knitting.
Crocheting. Yes. Yes, hats for babies. See, now don't you feel bad? I'm such a nice person.
Canasta? Solitaire? Okay, a friend calls you Friday.
Yes.
Give me, like, who do you view as your best friend, not a family member right now? What's his or her name?
We've gone through this a million times. Yeah. We have gone through this a million times. I do not have a best friend.
Okay. Give me one good friend.
Aaron.
Aaron. Male or female?
Female.
E-R-I-N?
Correct.
Okay. Aaron calls and says, Rena, I know you're free. The husband and child are gone. Let's go out. Let's go to North Loop and have some fun. Your reaction is?
I have malaria. Sorry. Catch you on the flip side. I honestly would rather sit on a fork than go out on a Friday night to a place like North Loop or anywhere where there's that many
where there's guests. Great food and great fun and conversation and music. Sounds like a RAN during a nuclear attack to me.
Catch me at noon. I'll meet you there at noon.
Oh, gosh. By the way, Dave, for the audience, this is not a bit.
No, far from a bit.
This is you.
I suck.
Is there a commissary at Care 11? Can you remind me?
No, there's like vending machines.
Okay. Do you have a fork nearby?
No, we only have sporks here because they don't like us.
Okay. We're going to pause. We're going to come back. I want you to sit on that spork during the commercial break. Can you do that? Because I think I heard she'd rather sit on a fork. You have 3 minutes to sit on the spork. Back with the nightlife queen, Rena Sargentopoulos on CCO. Do you recognize this singer?
Yes. And didn't he turn like 83 today?
Today. Okay.
Yeah.
I call you. I say, I have 4 extra tickets, and we're going to see Paul McCartney at First Ave. He's always wanted to play First Avenue. And my friend Sonia came through with extra tickets. You and the guy can come to see Paul Bleepin' McCartney, the most famous singer on planet Earth. Are you going?
I might go.
Might go. Paul McCartney at First F.
Yeah, be a babysitter and such, you know.
Yes.
It's one of those things where I would say yes, and then I was the day of, I'd be like, why did I say yes to this?
Yeah,
but then I'd go and I would have fun.
Or 30 minutes before, you'd call me apologizing, saying,
I have malaria.
Yeah, that malaria keeps coming back. How much space do you have around you right now?
I am pacing in a back hallway.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
There is a test that Dave found to test how long you might live.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Here is the test, and I want you, you're not going to do, I mean, if you want to do it, go ahead. If the floor is bare, put down a pad in case you land with a thud while sitting, okay? So you're on carpet right now.
Okay.
You would remove your shoes and socks. Are you wearing shoes and socks right now?
Shoes, yes.
Okay. Will you take your shoes off?
Okay.
Okay.
Careful, she might hurt herself doing something physical.
Stand with your feet slightly apart. Then cross one foot in front of the other.
Okay. Am I sitting or standing?
You're standing right now.
Okay.
Now, lower yourself until you're seated on the ground while you try not to wobble.
Okay.
Okay. Tell us when you're...
Now, how close do my feet have to be together to do this?
Slightly apart. Your feet are slightly apart, but now then
okay.
we get the one leg across
then
the
you're
other.
Crossing
leg.
The other one. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Are you seated yet?
Oh no! Sorry, I was getting instructions first.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wobbled. Stand by.
Yeah.
Oh, bonk! Okay, I'm seated.
John Madden has joined the conversation. Okay. From this seated position.
Oh, no. I have to try to get up now, don't
just,
I?
Just,
no way.
Just wait.
Okay.
Stand back up, trying to remain steady and not rely on any support, including using your hands. And you,
okay,
one hand is on the phone. Just don't. You're probably a right hand phone holder, right?
Correct.
See, I know you like a book, you know? I think pretty much everybody is.
Can't go left.
Right.
Okay.
Like...
Can't go left. Yes. Curb note. Okay. Don't use your left hand.
Okay.
And try to get up.
Can I do it without, can I uncross my legs? Because I can get up easy peasy without, if I uncross my legs.
It was written as from that seated position.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get up.
Yeah.
If I rock forward, can I rock forward on my knees?
I don't think so.
Might be cheating.
That's well, and we'll tell you the score in a little bit.
Why don't you just ask a buddy to you know, lift you up.
I mean,
no
yeah.
Is there There's zero chance I can get up.
You cannot get up at all.
No.
Okay?
No.
All right. It's a nice run.
Yeah, it's been a good run. I mean, we'll say goodbye at the end of the segment. In the new study, men and women score between 0 and 4, and that's what you scored, far more likely to die of cardiovascular problems.
Oh, that's nice.
Why am I laughing about this?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm bummed because that means we'll have to fill another segment.
Yeah, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I mean, we got this really nice open. We got these sound bites.
We'll still play the open.
Yeah. I mean, if you pass and we find somebody else, can we still play the open?
Oh, if you want to. But I say just wipe me from your memory. Just pretend it didn't exist.
No. We're not doing that. We're not. There's no way that's happening. What the hell is a CARE 11 town hall?
Oh, it's just a meeting where our bosses say, hey, this is what's going on, and do you have any questions? And so it's just kind of a keep everybody updated, full transparency kind of meeting.
Do we ask questions at this?
Yes, people do.
Okay, Dave, let's guess. Number one, let's first guess, does Rena ask a question? And I'm very confident in my answer. Go ahead, Dave. Does Rena
ask? She has never asked a question at a CARE 11 town hall.
Never thought about it. Is kind of off to the side by herself. And when the boss locks eyes with her, she's melting into the ground.
Look down immediately.
Yes. Is that fair?
Yes. You know what's even worse than that? There's often times where I would want to ask a question, but I don't. I just let it go unanswered.
Okay. Oh, let's
pray that someone else does.
Let's go. You've been at CARE 11. You told us recently. Is it like
20
over?
Years.
Yeah, 20 years. Okay. Dave, let's try to guess. It's got to be somebody we know among the media camera, in front of the camera personalities at CARE 11. Who asked the most questions? Who asked the most? I've got a guy. I've got the most beloved person at CARE 11, Boyd Hooper.
The same name.
Because no boss is going to get mad at Boyd Hooper. So Boyd could basically ask any question on the planet, and he's just talked about a story where three puppies were saved by a child with cancer, and the child has just now recovered from cancer and has now found a cure to cancer. So how could you get mad at me? How could you get mad at Boyd? We both are guessing.
Get mad at Boyd.
We both are guessing Boyd. Who is the correct answer?
I would say Jana, probably.
Jana. That's a good
just
one.
Because she's not afraid that, like, God love her. She's like, stands up for everybody, carries the weight of the world on her shoulders.
Yep.
Like, she would ask anything of anyone and not worry about it. Like, I love that.
Fearless.
I don't have that kind of guts.
I was going to say, you won't leave the bedroom, so I understand why you admire that quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I know when I say happy hour, you never respond. I think I've resolved the issue.
Oh, you have never, so don't.
Baloney. Baloney. I'll send it to you again. Have a great town hall.
All right, thanks.
Rena.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Rena, she is, we just love her on the show. It's simple as that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.